Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. Your girl is a homebody, so one of the best parts of the day for me is when I can come home, put on my comfy pajamas, get snuggled up on the couch, and enjoy something to drink while catching up on a TV show. The thing is, though, that I don't want to drink wine all the time because, though I love it, I'm no longer a huge wine drinker like I was back in the day. I have morning headaches and even inflammation to thank for that. So, to help fill that gap, I've been enjoying Recess Mood as a guilt-free way to unwind. Recess Mood really is a vibe, y'all. There are only 20 calories per serving, no added sugar, and it's infused with stuff I like, including mood-lifting magnesium and stress-balancing adaptogens, which really helps me to relax after a high-energy day. Recess Mood has 4 delicious flavors to choose from. My personal fave is Strawberry Rose. If one of your goals in 2024 is to drink less alcohol, this is the way. Give Recess Mood a try today and see how relaxed it helps you feel. You deserve a healthier way to unwind. Head to takearecess.com/self-care and get 15% off Recess Mood, your go-to alcohol replacement. Hey, hey, what's going on, beautiful Black woman? This is your girl, Bree, the host of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. What's up? What's up? First and foremost, I want to say, girl, I'm at the park, so you're going to hear sounds on this podcast. Cars passing, birds chirping, kids playing, kids running. Just wanted to make sure I let you know that if the sound sounds a little different, that is the reason why. So anyway, the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast is a resource and a space for Black women that are looking to get to where the healing resides. Like, we are looking to go from survival mode to full out thriving and living our hashtag best and blessed life. That is what this show is for. My name is Bree Mitchell. I'm the host of the show. I think I said that already, as well as a self-care coach and the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. All right. So can you tell that I'm just kind of like going off the cuff here? I do have some notes. As you know, I'm a note queen, but I'm just going with the flow. So wherever the spirit takes us today, that's how we're going to flow. All right. So on this episode, I actually got a community question. So we're going to be talking about some tips for just social media, navigating social media, doing a social media detox, et cetera. My thoughts on social media, all of that stuff, girl. That's what we're going to be talking about today. And I feel like this conversation is important because the holidays quickly soon come and we really need to be prepared, right? But before we get into it, I do want to give you this invitation just to pause. I want to give you the invitation to hit the reset button or the pause button, right? I want to give you an invitation to slow down. I want to give you an invitation to listen to your body and just allow yourself to just focus on you during this time. So if you want to grab a journal and your pen and pencil, if you want to, I don't know. Sometimes you guys tell me that you like to listen while you color, which I think is freaking amazing. So if you want to color in your coloring book, do that. If you want to sip on some tea as you get this good word, make your tea, sis. Like, do something that is going to pour into your spirit right now, okay? As we all, myself included, get intentional by hitting that pause button. So, yeah, let's talk about what I did for self-care last week. I'm really trying to keep this momentum going because I realized that the more that I share the good, the bad, the ugly when it comes to self-care in my life, in my journey, it's helpful. And sometimes the things that I share, like today's share, is going to be embarrassing. But I don't want to hide myself, y'all. I do not
listen, as I say in the podcast, like, perfectionism is not required. You know that. I didn't make the saying up. We know that, right? But just because you know something, it doesn't always mean that you know something, as in feel it in your gut, feel it in your spirit, feel it in your soul, right? And so that's why I cannot allow myself to shy away from some of those ugly bits of my life. So today, I want to let you know what I did last week for self-care. So your girl painted her nails, and you're like, okay, that doesn't sound ugly at all. But I'm not done, sis. Let me tell you what had happened was. So I painted my nails because, to me, painting my nails, I feel beautiful. I feel pretty. I get to, like, wave my hands around. It, just imagine me just doing, like, the Patti LaBelle flutter right now with my hands, because that is just, I don't know. I just, having painted nails, having pretty, that just helps me. It just makes me feel pretty. It makes me feel beautiful. I don't know. That's just what it is, right? And so and then another thing is, I don't do, like, the long nails. Y'all, I'm in a different season of my life, so I'm older. And not that when you're older, that means you don't do, like, the artificial nails or the fake nails or the long nails or anything. But listen, your girl has to be able to type and write and scratch her butt and all that stuff. So I'll leave those beautiful long nails to the younger folk. But I just can't do the longer nails, but, and I know how mainstream that is, right? And I know actually that's an ideal, like, beauty thing. Like, one of the people that I dated, they didn't like the fact that I had shorter nails, which was weird to me, 'cause I'm like, these are my hands, but whatever. But anyway, the thing is, sometimes, and here's the ugly part, okay? Did you know that your girl is prone to nail biting at the most seemingly random, like, times? I can go months, okay? Months without nail biting, okay? But then it's like, bam, something happens. Something, like, my emotions just go from a 3 to a 72. I don't really know. So that's something that I'm still processing. But I do know that, like, my anxiety, I don't know why I say I don't know. I do know, actually, but I'm in this place of still kind of, like, processing and working through it and healing, right? Because all of the things that we've kind of gone through and experienced, it's like, it's all connected, and it may come up at random times, right? So for me, like, when my emotions are just on another level, or, like, my anxiety is, how can I explain it? Like, that level of anxiety is festering and lingering, but it doesn't, like, show up in it's hard to explain. Like, it's not like I'm, for example, having a panic attack, or sitting there like, oh my God, I am so stressed right now, or I'm so angry. I'm like, it's not like that, but it's like, it's below the surface. Does that make sense? Hopefully it does. So there'll be an incident that takes me there. And instead of being able to self-soothe in a way that is just healthy for me, my go-to sometimes, and I have a few go-tos, and I think I might talk about this on another episode, I'm not sure, but my go-to can be chewing my nails down to the nub. I know that sounds so gross, like, yikes, yes, I know, girl. I know you're not judging me, though. I know that. I feel safe being able to talk about this, okay? But yes, your girl struggles with stress and anxiety too. Please believe me when I tell you, like, I don't have the self-care game on lock. All right. So, that was just a way of honoring myself. 'Cause I hadn't had my nails painted. It had been like a month, or maybe, like, let's say 6 weeks or so. Right. When I had gotten it professionally done, it had been about 6 weeks, but, it was just a way to honor myself. So I painted my nails as a reminder that even when I struggle, I'm worthy, okay? Even when my nails is looking like, who shot John? I am worthy. I am worthy of beauty around me. I am worthy of beauty within me. I am worthy of seeing my beauty. I am worthy of accepting who I am in that moment. I am worthy of not having to hide, you know, things about myself I may not like or may feel ugly to me. Like, I ain't gotta be perfect. All right. And I can still honor and accept myself and my beauty. Does that make sense? So that's why I defiantly painted my nails. I hope you're picking up what I'm laying down. So that is what I did for self-care last week. And I know sometimes we say, or, you know, it's not just about the surface level stuff like bubble baths. I don't know why bubble baths give such a bad rap when we talk about how self-care is not. Bubble baths is always mentioned. Have you noticed that? But, you know, nail painting your nails may not sound like self-care, but I think honestly it depends on separating the fact that, you know, having painted nails is beautiful and maybe it relaxes you to do them on your own. Maybe not. Maybe it like ratchets you up and you're like, I will never paint my own nails because I hate the process, like whatever. But sometimes it's also about that deeper understanding and that deeper meaning behind that action that you do for self-care. Like what's the meaning for that, right? All right, so that was my self-care of the week. And also, before we get started, real quick, I just got to shout out a review. I want to thank you so much for every review, every 5-star rating, every email, like all the support that you give. I appreciate you. I really, really do. So I got a really good rating and review recently from Seastead08. And she writes, I wholeheartedly enjoy having a space for Black women. The way the world is set to sit upon our shoulders as if we already aren't wearing many hats is insane. Even more insane that I've tried therapy that has been unsuccessful largely in part because my therapist treated the pressures of being a Black woman as normal, almost as if accept what is because it's what you are. As I move into a more positive space, I anticipate weekly self-care episodes and appreciate you, Bree. And she titled that review For Us by Us. And I'm so thankful that you took the time to write that. I appreciate you. I appreciate every single person that has taken time to do what you did. It's just amazing to me that we are building this community. Exactly. FUBU. For us, by us. That we need that. We need those spaces, right? Where we can just show up and just be. So I love that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Without further ado, girl, let's go ahead and get into this community question. Again, it's about social media. I think I mentioned that before. So recently I had done a live in the month of October, and it was on a cornucopia of topics. I don't even know if cornucopia is the right word to use there. I need to see what the definition is of cornucopia, but I feel like I'm using it in the right way. But yeah, I was talking about a variety of things, and then people would hop on and kind of like ask questions in the comments. You know how lives go. I ain't got to explain it to you. You know what's up. So anyway, I got a specific question that was really good. And they said, what are some steps for staying off of social media? Because before that, I had talked about just how, you know, social media is just like this curated place of, you know, where everybody's living their best life. It's just so fake. And it's like, I don't know, me and my therapist were having a talk after our session or during our session, or I don't even know when. And we had talked about like how just social media is just hard because that my therapist has business, obviously. And so they have to, promote on social media. Obviously Brown Girl Self-Care is on social media. I'm on IG. I'm on Facebook, kind of, sort of. I'm on TikTok with one little TikTok. And y'all, hey, I'm thinking about doing some little videos and stuff, and I'm probably going to post them on TikTok at some point. So if you're a TikToker and you want to find me there with my one video, I invite you to go there. It's Brown Girl Self-Care there as well. I'll get there maybe some point. I don't know. But we were saying, or I was telling them, like, your social media is just so damn fake. It just is. It's just so fake, most of it. And we were saying, like, if where are the real people? If everybody's living their best life, nobody's really living their best life. Like, it just, like, make it make sense. How is everybody, like, living their best life, like, all the time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week? So anyway, back to what I was saying. So that person asked, like, can you give me some tips on staying off of social media? And this is important because many of us plan on taking, you know, time away from social media towards the end of the year to center ourselves. But at the end of it, many times we can still feel like that time away was kind of like iffy. Does that make sense? So if you know that in 2023, you want to take longer stretches away from social media, honestly, the first thing that I would suggest is that you start with a small detox. You start with just a small little, intention of taking some time away. So the first step that I would give to this, right, excuse me, is that I feel like you got to reflect on what social media is feeding you. Social media is giving something, okay? It's giving. It's always giving. But what is it giving? And it's also personal, right? It could be giving you one thing, giving me something else at different times, different seasons. But it's always giving something. Like a high. I feel like social media gives us like this high. Like, I don't know. You just get on and you just get this infusion of all these things and... But it can give like lows too. So maybe it gives you this high when you hop on there, but then maybe like depending on where you are in life or how you're feeling about yourself, how you're feeling about life, how you're processing things, what your experiences are, maybe you go for something, you get that something, you get that dopamine hit or you get that high. But then when you hop off, you get that low, right? You experience that low. But like I'm saying, what kind of high does it give you? Is it a sense of like acceptance and belonging? Like you feel like you're you're a part of something. Does it give you like a sense of peace that you feel like you just can't create on your own? Personal note, sometimes I find myself looking to others to, how can I explain it? Like to, excuse me. Bring me this feeling and sense of peace. Like, in other words, I'll look to other people. Like if someone has this persona or they do these specific videos or like this specific meditation, sometimes I'll feel like, oh, I can't create that peace within myself. I'll feel that way. But honestly, I know that that's not true. I know that that's not my truth. But I'll take it on as truth, if that makes sense. So that's what I mean by this sense of peace that you can't create on your own. Like you have to see somebody else doing it first before you feel like it's like, oh, okay, I can feel like that too, or I can get that too. Does that make sense? So what kind of high does it give? Also, like as you reflect on what it's feeding you, like what is it taking the place of? And maybe you don't know what it's taking the place of, but you know, one thing I can tell you is maybe think about when are the times that you tend to whip out your phone to hop on social media? Is it when you first wake up and you roll over and you grab your phone and you hop on social media? Is it when you're bored? Is it when you feel lonely? Is it when you don't feel like you have enough? Is it when you don't feel like you are being accepted in life or in your social circles? is it when you feel like you need a distraction, right? Like how many of us take our phone into the bathroom when we poop, right? We're bored or we need a distraction or something, right? Is it just like for business, but then you just end up going down a rabbit hole? All of that means something. And there's definitely many more scenarios. There's definitely many more times when we utilize social media. But hopefully that kind of gets your brain going and your creativity going. And you can kind of reflect on when you're using your phone, when you're hopping on social media, what is it giving you? What is it feeding you? How is it making you feel? Right? That all means something. All of that means something, right? So this is a really great way to tune in and go deeper. Go deeper. Don't just remain at the surface. We're not doing surface level on Brown Girl Self-Care. We're not doing surface when it comes to life, right? Surface level definitely has a time and a place. But man, I feel like you gotta go get more comfortable going deeper. If you really want to have a life, I don't want to say worth living, because life is definitely worth living regardless. But if you really just want to have that life that just gives you what it needs to give you, right? Like, you got to be able to go deeper, because going deeper is going to help you glean insight, right? So I really want you to reflect on what social media is feeding you. I really want you to reflect on what it's giving you, what you're taking from it, when you're getting on social media, how often. Like, take some time and really, even if you have to keep a journal for the week, I know this may sound silly. I know this may sound foolish. I don't know, but it's okay, right, to track this. It really is. What you track, you're aware of. What you monitor, you're aware of. And we need that awareness, because sometimes we're doing stuff out of habit. We don't even know. Sometimes we're just doing stuff and we just have no idea. How did that phone get in my hand? How did I get on this page? I literally went to YouTube to get a recipe on how to make salad dressing. And now, 42 minutes later, I am on TikTok looking at, I don't even know, puppies barking at the moon. I don't know. But you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, right? All right. So yeah, reflect on what social media is feeding you. Let's go ahead and take a break right here.
Black representation in media matters. When we see people that look like us or share our experiences, it provides a sense of community, validation, and belonging while also resisting the narrative that we must remain silent and invisible. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR, where you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, and empowerment. One episode that I really enjoyed was titled, In Serena Williams, A Generation of Black Players Saw a Legend Who Looked Like Me. The way they wove the episode together with interviews, storytelling, and music kept my interest, because it felt more like a documentary than a typical news piece. This is what it feels like to me to have our stories centered. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp, and I am so thankful for that, y'all, because healing is a whole process. How can we be okay with setting boundaries, inviting more joy and rest into our lives, or loving ourselves more if we've never been shown how to do so? Encouragement and tools from podcasts like this one is definitely one way, but sometimes we need more resources, and that's okay. You have permission to get what you need, how you need it, so that you can go from struggling to thriving. This is why I strongly believe in therapy. Listen, we all have a story. Mine includes stress, major trauma, and depression, and therapy helped me live a better life. Your story may be a complete 180 of mine, and in case you're wondering, yes, girl, therapy is still for you too. Everyone can benefit from therapy. If you've been on the fence about therapy, I want to encourage you to give BetterHelp a try. BetterHelp is designed to be convenient and flexible, which means it's all online with availability that meets your schedule. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/bgselfcare today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P. .com/BG Self Care.
All right. Had to roll my windows down real quick too. It's getting hot. I don't know when this weather is going to change, but in Southern California, it is definitely like saying we are never going to leave the summer season. I don't even understand it. So anyway, so yeah, reflect on what social media is feeding you, all right? All right. So then the second thing that I would say, as you're considering taking time to, you know, just take some time off of social media, which I feel like everybody needs to do that at some point, honestly. But the second thing that I would say is get clear on why you want to detox. So we just talked about reflecting, right? And so you've thought about like what it's giving to you, what it's feeding you, how it's making you feel when you're taking your phone out. You know, we talked about all of that. So now get clear on why you actually want to take time away. Take time to get clear on why you want to do this detox. Because I can tell you, sis, good sis, friend, sistren, that if you are doing this, if you are doing this good work, just so you can check it off your list, it's a no for me, okay? Or if you, or if you're doing this so that you can, you know, sound good when you brag, like, yeah, I took a week off of social media, you know what I'm saying? Or yeah, I took a month long break, but you're saying that to brag. You're saying it not because it really means anything to you, but because it's, you know, it sounds good. It sounds good. So you want to do it too. And maybe you do it. Maybe you say it and you didn't even really do it. All right. I'm not saying that I've ever done that before. I'm just speculating here. Okay. But yeah, if you're doing it because it sounds good, sis, good sis, sistren, that is a waste of time and it's a waste of energy. Part of self-care, part of healing looks like doing the hard thing. Because I'm gonna be real, taking a break from something that you are addicted to, if you're addicted to social media, taking a break from something that feeds you in some way, taking a break from something that makes you feel for certain periods like that, for example, that runner's high, right? You know what that is. After you finish running or exercising, you just feel so damn good. You get that hit of just feel good juju. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to do the work. Everything is not going to feel amazing when you are in the moment. Everything is not going to feel monumental when you are in the moment. This detox is about healing. This detox is about the inner work. This detox is about acceptance of what is, acceptance of yourself, and being okay with sitting in those uncomfortable moments. That is, you know, what self-care is, okay? That is a part of self-care. It isn't always fun. It isn't always pretty. Yes, it is sometimes fun. Yes, it is sometimes amazing. Yes, it is sometimes beautiful and amazing and grand and luxurious and sexy and, you know what I'm saying? It is, but sometimes it ain't, right? And taking time away from social media, especially if you are so, like, if it is a big part of your life, if it is a big part of who you are, like, it ain't gonna always be easy, right? So you gotta get clear on why you want to take this break. You gotta get clear on why this is important to you. Why do you need this detox? Why is this important to you? And I can't tell you what that is because it's all personal. What resonates for me may not resonate for you. When I take my social media breaks, it's like right now I'm on a social media detox because I'm not. Right now for me, other than obviously like work, because I do social media for a business that is not my own. That is one of my income streams. I do social media for a business, right? So for me, it is impossible not to be on social media. But what I try to do is just tend to her page. That is like the priority when it comes to social media, because that's, again, one of the ways that I get paid a handsome sum to show up, right? But when it comes to my social media, and so there's a fine line for me, obviously, because it's so easy to just do a quick click and wow, here I am on my social media pages, right? But right now I'm not really on a detox. I'm not, but I am on a semi break. Even if I wasn't doing social media for this brand or this company that I do social media for, for me personally, outside of Brown Girl Self-Care, when I make a post on Instagram, for example, or on Facebook, which I know I'm not showing up as consistently these days, but that's for a reason. It's like my reasoning behind it is because I don't want to feel like my worth and my value and my importance is in how much I show up on social media, or how much I know the latest this and the latest that and the latest celeb news, and me following behind everybody on social media, on Facebook, for example, and keeping up with them and how and what's going on for them. And like, I don't want to do that. I am taking this time to, like, my why on why I'm not showing up on social media right now is because I'm taking this time to do the inner work. I'm taking the time to do the inner healing that I need right now. There are things within me that I am still actively healing. And social media, now I'm not saying this is, I know I'm using a broad brush here, because there are certain things that I might look at, but they're more so specifically like on YouTube or like a podcast. For me right now, Facebook and Instagram and TikTok, like they don't pour into my self-care bucket. They just don't. On Facebook, for example, I see a lot of people that are quote unquote saying the right things all the time. And like, I'm just like, girl, please be quiet. people that are faking the funk, I'm like, please just, like, it just doesn't resonate with my spirit. So that is why I'm just not on social media right now. It's just, more often than not, it's just not resonating with my spirit. So that is my why. Your why may be completely different. And so that's why I really want you to take some time to get clear on why you want to do this, okay? What is the reason behind that? Because that's important, right? The third thing that I would say is, girl, set a goal. Set a goal. Think about, like, how long do you want to do this? Do you want to do it just on specific days? Do you want to do it just on at specific times? You know, will you only visit certain accounts? Will you step away completely? Like, have a goal. Have a goal for why, or not why, but how you're going to do this thing. How are you going to show up or not show up on social media? How long is it going to be? What does that look like for you? How long is that length of time going to be that once you've completed it, you're like, ah, that was what I needed. You know what I'm saying? Is it a day? Is it a week? Is it a month? Is it 3 months? Is it a quarter? Is it during a specific season of your life? Like, and this again is like, all of this is personal. There is no right or wrong answer to this. So you got to feel it out and see what resonates with your soul. You got to feel it out and see what makes sense for you. A goal is very personal. Write it out. Write this out. Write it somewhere where you can look at it every day as a reminder of your why and how long you're going to do this thing, right? So definitely set a goal. If there's no goal set, you just kind of, you know, if you don't have a clear goal, it's just like you have the opportunity to just dismiss the healing, dismiss the inner work that you want to accomplish. Right? So set a goal. excuse me. The fourth thing that I would do is, now that you've set this goal, I mean, the fourth thing that I would say is identify replacements for social media. You got to have something to fill that gap. Okay. So what will you do to fill that void? Because I can tell you that once, like, for example, I know all of us, or many of us, have dieted at some point in our life, right? Or you said, you know what, I'm not going to eat candy, or I'm not going to have soda. So there was one season of my life where I went a whole year without drinking soda. I think I did that once. I know for sure I did it once, possibly twice, went a whole year without drinking soda. That was my goal. And the reason for it was because obviously the health benefits, I didn't want to be addicted. Like my drug of choice when it comes to soda is Dr. Pepper. Okay. If you don't like Dr. Pepper, girl, I don't know you. Okay. I don't know you. We're not friends. We're not sisters. Dr. Pepper is life. And so, yes, Dr. Pepper is my drug of choice when it comes to caffeine and soda. So I went this whole year. I feel like I did it twice, but let's just go with once. I don't know, where I didn't do any soda. And so naturally, if you are used to drinking soda on a regular basis, and I could get down with like the Sprites and the ginger ales, and I could drink Coke and Pepsi, but not that, those weren't really giving me the life that I needed. So that was very rare. So usually if Dr. Pepper was not available, it was like a Sprite or a 7-Up or a ginger ale. But soda is soda, right? Soda is soda. So when I made that decision, not for this year of no soda, which actually I might do again in 2023, I'm making some dietary changes to my life. Like this whole year, actually I have been, and maybe this is another podcast episode. But yeah, I'm like right now I've been doing like intermittent fasting and just different things. I'll talk about it in, if you're interested, in another podcast episode. But there's a void there, right? Like if you're used to doing something on a regular basis, maybe even not every day, because I wasn't drinking soda every day, but when I was, it was like, boom, it's soda time, right? It's soda time, because soda was giving me life. It was giving me energy. It was giving me all the feel goods. Like, I mean, I would just be happy while I was drinking my soda. And so I'm like, okay, I'm not drinking a soda, but I need something to help me replace that. Right? And this isn't always a permanent thing where you need to fill the void with something, but I feel like a gentler thing would be to have some type of replacement that you can at least fall back on if you just feel like, oh my God, if I don't, for example, if you're going without TV, oh my God, if I don't turn on this TV, or if I don't do something right now to fill this void, I'm going to turn on the TV. I already know it. If I don't have something to fill the void of drinking a soda, I'm going to go to the store and I'm going to get a Dr. Pepper, or I'm going to hit somebody's drive-thru and I'm going to get a supersized Dr. Pepper. So what can you do to fill that void? What can you do to replace that hit that you get when you hop on social media? So that's something to think about. What will you do to fill the space? Again, this goes back to being in alignment with your goal, as well as understanding how social media feeds you. So this is going to be, again, I know I've said it a few times, it's going to be different for us. It's going to be personal for each and every one of us. But for example, if you grab your phone first thing in the morning, what can you do to, in place of that? Can you instead make that your meditation time? So in other words, first thing when you get up, if you just grab your phone automatically, how about you replace that with taking some deep breaths? Or maybe replace that with reading a chapter in a book, something that pours into your spirit. Maybe you take that replacement, you replace that time with praying instead. Like, what can you replace that with? If you take your phone to the bathroom, right? Would reading a book instead, like having some books in there instead, so you don't feel tempted to grab your phone, would that make sense in that case? If you hop on Facebook, like every time you feel in some kind of way, every time you're mad, every time you're sad, every time you're feeling lonely or isolated, if you hop on social media, to try to replace those feelings, maybe instead you text a friend, right? Or maybe you go and seek out conversation with your boo, right? Maybe you grab your journal and journal your feelings. Like, I just want you to think about things that you can do in the clutch for those times where you know with your heart, you're like, man, I really want to stay off social media. But sometimes old habits die hard. So it might be easier to have another habit that you can start picking up that will feel a little more healthy to you in place of being on social media. Does that make sense? The fifth thing that I would say for this, y'all, is real talk. I just want you to realize now that mistakes and slip-ups, they're going to happen. They're going to happen. Real talk. And taking time away from social media is not permission to now have this legalistic viewpoint of how you're going to, like, do social media. Like, this isn't about strict adherence to the point you lose the whole point of doing it in the first place, right? Legalism isn't required. Perfectionism, it's not required to do this type of thing. You're gonna mess up. You're gonna slip up. You're gonna fall back. You're gonna pick up your phone and you're gonna, 20 minutes later, you're gonna look up and be like, oh, damn, I'm on social media right now, and based on the goal that I set or the boundaries or the when my times, this isn't my time to be on social media, right? That's okay. Have the awareness, you know, maybe even think about, well, why did I hop on social media? What was the reasoning for that, right? Just use it as an opportunity for more self-awareness, girl. And then do better the next time. You mess up again or you have a setback, bring awareness to it and do better the next time. You know what I mean? And I would say, honestly, like, if you find that you continue to slip, you know what I mean? Maybe that's an indicator that for this season, as you do it this in that moment, like, maybe it just means your goal is too strict. Maybe you're not ready for that level yet. Like, for example, if you say, I'm going to stay off social media for 3 months, right? But during that 3 month window, for the first 3 weeks, you find that you still go onto social media like every single day, right? Maybe instead of saying for the quarter, no social media, maybe you say, I'm not even going to shoot for a quarter. I'm going to shoot for a week. And I am going to just take the time, for example, before bed to have a no social media policy and see how that goes. Like, if you break it up into smaller, more manageable things, the next time you do it, it'll be a little easier. Does that make sense? So if I want you to really just make sure that whatever this ideal standard that you have in your mind, that it is not impossible, that it is not so strict and so hard that you just can't even do it. And then when you're not able to do it consistently, now you're beating yourself up. Now you're making it mean something about you that isn't even freaking true. You know what I mean? So I want you to realize right now before you start that, girl, you are not perfect. You will not be perfect. You're not going to handle this perfectly. This is a learning. Use this as a learning tool, a learning exercise to, again, allow more self-acceptance, again, to learn more about yourself, again, to go below the surface and just learn more about you and just touch on those inner parts of yourself that may not have been touched for a while or maybe rusty. That is what, you know, you're doing when you take these kinds of breaks. It's not about the perfection. It's not about the performance. It's not it's not about being able to say, wow, look what I did. So you can pat yourself on the back. And yes, it should be celebrated that you're willing to do something like this. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying that you're not doing it for the pats on the back. You're not doing it so that people can look at you in awe and be like, oh my God, wow, she's amazing. You know what I mean? So I want you to sit with those things and see if right now is a good time for you to take a break from social media. And again, with the holidays rapidly approaching, it's going to be Thanksgiving, it's going to be Christmas, it's going to be 2023, God willing. It's going to be 2023. This is a really good time to slow things down a little bit. And instead of doing like all the outward things, reserve some of that time for you. Instead of doing all the expending all that energy outwards, like on social media and things like that, reserve and take some of that energy for you. So, girl, I hope that helps. I hope that answered the question. If you have another, question in regards to anything self-care related, you can email me, because that was a great question, by the way. I love community questions. So if you have a question, I will do my best to answer it on the podcast. You can email me at connect@browngirlselfcare.com. Again, that is connect, C-O-N-N-E-C-T, @browngirlselfcare.com. Also, one other thing I forgot to do at the top of the podcast is I want to thank my Patreon supporters. I want to thank my Patreon community for allowing me to show up when I show up and just for supporting my work. If you feel like the work that I do supports you in some way and you want to support in a different way, you can always join me on Patreon by going to patreon.com/browngirlselfcare, and you can support me in that way. Yeah, girl, that's it for this week's episode. I feel like we have talked about all the things. We have touched up on all the points. I hope that this episode brings you clarity and peace in the coming days and weeks as you make your decision on how you choose to show up on social media and when you choose to show up on social media. That is your choice, right? That is your experience. And it is safe for you to curate a social media experience that makes sense for you and pours into you. All right. So that's it for this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening to the pod. I look forward to seeing you on the next episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Have a blessed week.